Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hawks lose to the Bulls again, 126-123. Jalen Johnson, 24-10, that's 10 assists. Trey had 22-15, but not enough. Not enough.
Oh, these guys with these factoids about Trey and defense, you're going to trigger people.
Yeah, they are.
You're going to get Trey heads all upset. Stop saying that the Hawks are the worst team in the league when Trey's on the floor defensively and the 10th best when he's not. Stop saying that. You really are going to get people upset.
Wait a minute. Did you just drop
What's that?
Did you just drop that knowledge?
No, I'm just saying the fact that people keep putting it out there on social media. Know that they are the 30th. How many teams in the NBA? The worst team in the league when Trey's on the floor defensively.
People are saying this?
State your source.
I mean, well, there's a lot of folks that are putting this out there. A lot of different websites, a lot of guys that follow basketball.
State your source.
Okay. Trey, I did not post this. I am simply reading.
Did you repost it?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Okay.
I just all I comment is somebody's going to get triggered.
Yeah. No, it's fair. Is it true?
Just state your source.
Even D-Len. You know, I don't just cover football, Mike and Carl. I love basketball and playing defense. That's effort.
Yes, it is.
You got to commit to defense.
That's it. Starts with the D.
And they don't.
I'm not worried.
It starts with the D. Here's the deal. I thought they were going to get a little revenge last night.
Oh, did you?
I thought
you're up 15. Like, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Halfway through the third, you think you got it in hand.
I was like, oh, we're going to get a little revenge. Bulls, get out of here. And then we lose the game at the end. By the way, last night hurt
more. This is embarrassing, folks.
Thank you, Steve. Last night hurt more than the other night, the previous night, what, 2 nights ago.
Right.
Because you had the game in hand. So we are going to talk to Raheem Morris here on the show, as we do each and every Wednesday. Normally, we are up at Flowery Branch, guys, but because it's Christmas Eve and the practice schedule and all the things going on, we are going to get Coach on, and we're going to talk to Bijan Robinson as well. And I think Coach is ready to go as Raheem Morris joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ra, what is going on today? How was practice?
Carl, man, it was good, man. You know, got the fellas in. You know, was able to combine walkthrough and practice so they can get home and have a little dinner with their family. But got the work necessary to get in, did all things we need to do in order to go against a really good football team this weekend.
And, Coach, first off, Merry Christmas to you and the family, and that a great win. That was fun to watch, man. How did you guys come up with that plan to shut down Trey McBride?
I wouldn't say that, man. It's never a shutdown this league. You know, you got to go out there and you got to contain people as much as you possibly can. And the fellas did a nice job of planning it as far as a coach's standpoint, and then the guys did a nice job of going out there and executing it. When you're talking about the plays that Jesse made at the end of the game, man, just like going out there making some big-time plays. You got big-time players making those kind of plays. That's how you give yourself a chance to win. You know, going back to our joke from last week, man, that's called finding a way to win, and that's what they did. Mm.
They did, and it was a good win, 26-19, as the Falcons went on the road out west. I know you've been asked about Bijan all week, but, you know, for our audience, I just feel like we know he's a special player. We know he's a special human being. But the things he's been able to accomplish this year are pretty incredible. You know, when you talk about Ra, the company that he's in now, and we know him being named to a Pro Bowl is also something, you know, when you start talking about the Falcons in the future, people are looking at this. Just talk about the Bijan you're around day in and day out. Maybe the guy that we don't get a chance to see. What is he about?
You know, it's really hard because when you talk about it, it almost sounds fake. You know, but what the guy is, because the guy is his authentic self every single day. You know, he's faith, he's football, and then everything else falls in after those lines. You know, like that's what he does, man. It's like everything, and it really falls in those lines. It really falls in that way. He makes you a better person when you're around him. You know, everything he thinks about is for his teammates and how to get his teammates better and what he can do more. How can he help more? The questions he asks, they even go into the lines of, you know, what else do I need to do this week to win this football game? And a lot of times we ask them to carry the load. We ask them to go out there and be on the receiving end of it or the rushing end of it. You know, the only thing I haven't asked them to do is play a little defense and make a tackle. But, I mean, the guy will be willing to do any and everything for the football team, for this fan base, you know, for this organization. He loves it, man. And, like, it shows every day.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We tried to get it out of Kirk Cousins last week. Come on, man. You want to come back? Take a little off the top? You've had conversations. I mean, it just seems like this offense is flowing. And next year with Michael Penix, I know he's back in the facility. But, I mean, you think there's any chance Kirk could come back and you can make it work?
You know, obviously, you always go evaluate things in the offseason and you look at everything and how it works and how all those things work. We brought Kurt in here for a reason because, you know, the way he played the last couple of weeks and the things that he's been able to do and the things that he did when he led us to a 6-3 record when he first got out there. You know, obviously, we went out and got our quarterback of the future and our quarterback that was playing for us, and he's playing really well. Got hurt, obviously, and he's going to come back. But you always got to figure and factor in to what can happen. You know, at the beginning of the year, you had a different tune, man. You were trying to get him out of here and ship him off. But, you know, we know who the guy is. We know the person, the character, you know, his family. You know, a lot like Bijan, you're talking about the human off the field and the things that he brings to our team. So we're just excited to have him. We're excited to have him close out the season for us, and then everything else take care of itself as the season ends.
Rob, the team, obviously, the offense feels like it's clicking better. Are you willing to say that's because of Kirk?
You never want to put it on one person. You know, usually you put too much blame on one person or you give one person too much credit. And really, I think it's just for being in sync all across the board. You know, Kyle Pitts is playing better. You know, Bijan Robinson is being who he is. Our offensive line is playing well. You know, we have an ability to be a guard and run the football and really control it for 38 minutes, not turn the football over, find ways to get the ball to our guys that we need to get the ball to in critical moments, having Kyle come up with big-time conversion downs and doing those things. All those things factor in. And then on the other side, the flip side of that is being able to get off the grass and get the ball back for these guys so they can control the tempo of the game and dictate terms. You know, in that game, last game we're talking about, we would like to go ahead and dictate terms even further by getting those third and ones or that fourth and one that we're not able to get at the end of the game. And that would really get you clicking and really get you into a different space. You know, but, you know, fortunately for us, the last couple of weeks, we've been able to overcome a little bit of adversity going down against Tampa, going down early in this game. And you get a chance to see the guys fight. And I think that no-blink mentality is something that's been nice for us.
Yeah, 7 of 14 on third downs were the Falcons against the Cards, 2 of 5. The fourth down plays, we talked about it with Dave Archer yesterday, Coach, and despite the injuries, they had some real size and playmakers in the middle of their interior. Is that what stopped those short yardage plays?
They had some dogs. You know, one of them was a self-inflicted wound on our own, but the other one, you know, they kind of stopped us. They stuffed us. We like to be able to get downhill and be able to make that play with Tyler and be able to block a little bit better. But, you know, you've got to give the other team credit like we always do. But, you know, it is what it is. Our defense had an opportunity to go out there and close the show, and they closed it.
Were you aware of the Jake Matthews play?
Oh, yeah.
And did it work? Did it work in practice?
Go check my history, man. We threw a pass just like that to Donald Penn, man, for a touchdown in 2000. None of your business. And it was absolutely outstanding. So being able to get that, get that shown, I would have loved to see him catch it. I would love to see him get a touchdown for himself. Be able to make that play. Those plays come up once in a lifetime, and I love to see him make it. And I didn't want to be around him after he dropped that pass, so right. It is what it is.
It's Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Christmas Eve. Appreciate the time. Coach, we've talked all season long about, you know, the goals and trying to get the job done and where you are with Arthur Blank. I just want to let you know, I don't know how much, if you tune us out, please don't, but the listeners is a big chunk of the audience that wants to see you back next year. That's got to make you feel good.
You know, you can't ride the emotional roller coaster. It definitely makes you feel good and all of those things, but you got to just have a belief and a common belief in what you're trying to get done. And I really see things going the right way. When you're talking about the guys that we're talking about, like a Bijan Robinson, like a Drake London, like the front that we have up here when we talk about our five, what we start to do when it's talking about creating the pass rush, some of the things on the back end are starting to happen with Wadden and a Jesse Bates, and some of those things, like you got no choice but to go out there and get better. And we got to do some better things as far as execution. We got to do some better things as far as coaching. We got to do some better things across the board. But I tell you what, man, I like my chances, and I like our chances to be able to go out here and do what we want to get done and get the things that we want to get accomplished.
If you could do it all over again, do you revisit Kirk Cousins as your starter from the jump?
Or you never want to play the what-if games and all those type of things. Got a lot of confidence in Michael Penix and what he was able to do at the beginning of the season and how he started the game off with us in that Tampa game, man. When he checked Superman, it almost won us that football game and got really close to doing it. Or just being to watch him throw some of the passes and, like, have the highest percentage of downfield and some of the play action passes he was able to do. Unfortunately, got hurt. But I also, at the same time, told you guys, I had a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. Our organization had a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. It was the reason that he was here. It was the reason that we let him go in the game. It was the reason he won the game and just assumed the position that he had to. And he's led us to some big-time wins.
Rob, Michael Penix is back with the team at the facility. What's the young man's mindset? What are you saying to him? And as he goes through this rehab process for him, obviously he knows what this is like. He's done it a couple of different times. What's his mental like right now?
It's been awesome, man. You know, obviously when you first find out, you go through the heartbreak of everything that you're going to miss the rest of the season. That's obviously tough. But he has a great support group, man, when it comes to his parents, his father in particular. I know he talked to, you know, as we went to his house and do some of those things, and like, you know, his wife, a soon-to-be wife, I should say, they got a big support group here when it comes to that. And then when he gets in the building, you know, to be able to watch him around his teammates and how much the guys love him and how much he cares for those guys, and to watch him without guys. And really he's focused on, you know, getting healthy first and foremost. He's focused on, you know, what he can do, if anything, to be able to help the football team this year. And then he's focused on, obviously, how he's going to attack this offseason to come back as strong as ever.
All right, Raheem, you get to play with your old team, man, the Rams, and all the guys that you had a big part of developing, and they're playing for everything. So how weird is that going to feel?
You know, fun. You know, like I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here and they're going to go out there and they're fighting for a one seed, you know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship. And everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with him when we done it, and I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
That Puka Nacua dude is nasty, though, Raw. I mean, he's a tough character.
He's a dog.
He is, man. Like how? And again, not getting into the game plan, but nobody's really been able to slow him down this year. 1592, that's how many yards he's got. He's got 8 touchdowns. He's been so effective.
What do you mean this year? I mean, I think since he stepped on campus.
It's true.
I think since he stepped on campus, he's been unstoppable. He's been a force to deal with. He was out there with one of the best wideouts in the game at the time in Cooper Kupp, and he's transitioned to one of the best wideouts to ever play the game in Davante Adams, and he is still a dominant figure. He's playing with Weapon X out there at quarterback, and I think Stafford think the world of him and what he was able to do, you know, won us a ring, won us a championship, and there is no doubt in my mind that's what their focus is. Their singular focus is on winning. Their singular focus is on a we, not me mentality. And they're going out and trying to do everything they can to win the football game. And I love it. That presents a great challenge for us. That lets us know and be able to go out there and match up with one of the best teams in the National Football League, if not the best. And we love the challenge.
We were talking about, you know, this consulting firm, which has been involved with the organization for a while. And, I mean, everybody knows, look, you got it's performance-based. You got to do your job. It don't matter if somebody's looking over your shoulder. But when you talk about the big picture and talking with Arthur and the season's over, one of the selling points, we were just talking about this yesterday, Ra, your involvement in maybe helping to pick some of the personnel. How involved were you in Dorless and all the other pieces last year and the guys we added in this year's draft?
You know, obviously, you never got to get into the credit searching business in this business, you know. And part of the search firm things you're talking about is how to formulate this roster and these teams that are built together, right? We just talked about it with the Rams, right? That the same search firm went out and talked with the Rams and all the powers to be there. And I was there for that, and I've seen that. I've seen it do them here before. So I know these guys really well. We talked about all these things. And it's building it together, right? You never got to – when you go find those buildings of people looking for credit, that's when you find issues, and that's not what this building is going to be. It's never going to be about that. We did all those things together, you know, whether we picked them, whether we got them, whether we sold them out, whether we had all our arguments and things behind the scenes to go out there and formulate who we wanted to take, who we wanted to add to our football team, that's all on us. And as long as it's going to be an us thing, I love it, man. Like, and that's what it's about right here, man. Like, I think Terry and his staff do such a great job. I think the involvement that they allow us to have as far as the coaching staff to be involved in the selection of guys is well documented. I think us all going in and collaborating in a great way and be able to find players that fit our ethos to be able to come in here and define what we want to be is the most important thing.
So you will not take credit for James Pierce Jr. You did not say, I want him.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, that's not the deal.
Okay.
We
okay.
take
okay.
credit for him, just like we are raising him, and we will have the last say on how will we define those moments.
I want to ask you how important these last two games are. Mike and I were having this conversation yesterday, and I'm a full disclosure with our audience. Rod, you have a lot of support. I don't know if you know this or not. There are a lot of people in our city who say, despite the record, you obviously deserve another opportunity to come back and coach this team and show us, you know, in 2026. And I don't know if that surprises you. I don't know if you're even hearing this. But how important are these last two? Because we could win out and have a 4-game win streak. I said to Mike, that looks a lot better on the resume. And I think it's important from where you guys are as a coaching staff and certainly the organization.
You know, I think it will be a little short-term thinking on my part. But I do think this. I do think winning is the most important thing in this organization, and winning is what you want to be about. And you don't have to. You don't get a chance to practice winning often. And when you do, take advantage of it.
I know, Coach, we've talked about, you know, if I ran the team, you wouldn't want me running the team. I'd be very unhappy. But if you have to talk to Arthur at the end of the year and he says, Rob, we're bringing you back, but you got to move on from a couple of assistants, how would you handle that?
Yeah, you're always going to have discussions. You know, what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? What are the procedures? What are the reasons? You know, what are all those things involved? You know, when we move on from those people, what are the options that are available? You know, what do these options look like? What are they? Do they fit our ethos? Does it matter? Is that going to help us win? Is that going to help us get to the next level? You know, all of these things have to be decided. You know, like the who, what, when game, you know, that's easy to play when you're not in the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in the mix, you better make sure you make good, sound decisions for good, sound reasons.
Real quick, the Jamal Agnew situation. The reports are you guys wanted to bring him back on the practice squad, but he got claimed. Coach, was that just being unhappy with the way things were going with his production?
No, you know, we had made Agnew a healthy scratch the last couple of weeks. We hadn't got the things and the things desired that we wanted to get out of. We went out and got him in free agency. You know, obviously, he wanted to come in and be a spark plug for us, be able to flip the field, be able to utilize him that way. Some of it was Agnew's fault, some of it was not, right? But we wanted to give some other people another chance. We were able to get out there and get, you know, obviously Tompkins out there, be able to get Drum out there the last couple of weeks in return for us. So we made the shift. We had to get other people up on the roster to put him down, put him on our practice squad, or the thought was to put him on practice squad. You know, obviously it didn't work out that somebody can claim him. He got claimed, I believe, by Washington. We wish him nothing but the best. He was a great teammate. I was glad to be around him for the little short time that I was. You know, it's one of those things that just happened and didn't work out for us at the end of the day. And those transactions happen all the time in the National Football League.
How often do you talk with Sean? I love Sean McVay. I love the way he goes about his business. And I know you guys won a Super Bowl together. How often do you visit with him?
A lot. You know, that's my brother. There's no doubt about that. Obviously not this week. Love him every week, but this week. And it's something we got to go do. You know, we'll hug after the game so you guys can talk about that and do all of those things. But it is what it is, man. You win Super Bowls with people, man. You form these everlasting relationships. It was funny. I was talking to the media today, and like I know Gary Klein, and I know Jordan Rodriguez, and I know Sarah Bishop,
yep,
and all of those people, Lindsay Theory, all of those people, they were a part of that football team in my head, and everybody that was on that radio show out there was a part of that football team. And when we win how we want to win, you'll be a part of our football team like I want you to be, and I can't wait to make that happen for this city.
We can't either. We want it. We want another win on Monday night. Rob, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Obviously, we will chop it up next week. It's Saints, but we got to worry about these Rams first, guys, and that'll be Monday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rob, thanks for the time today.
Thanks, y'all, man. Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
You too, Coach.
All right, that's Coach Raheem Morris. It's Dukes and Bell. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. Bijan Robinson's on the way.
Yeah, and the NBA does something that drives me crazy, Carl.
Okay.
They did one of those, like, two-minute reports.
Yeah.
Prepare to be very upset about last night's game.
Uh-oh.
All I'm going to say.
Okay, fair enough. You were upset today on the pre-show while you were saying that's a call that's normally not made. All right, we'll get into that. B is on the way as well. It is Christmas Eve on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Merry Christmas, B. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing awesome, man. How are you doing?
Man, ready for Christmas, ready for Santa to bring us something, you know, and happy and blessed. You know the deal. Hey, you go over 2,000 yards from scrimmage. Congratulations on that.
I appreciate you.
Was it a goal going into the season? I know we asked you at camp, and you were very reluctant to say, yo, I'm not going to give you any of that. But now that you've done this, was this a goal of yours?
It was definitely one of the goals that I wanted to accomplish. You know, that was just such a blessing that God let me blessing to accomplish it. But there's many goals, man. It's just, my main goal is whatever I can to help this team win, and that's what happened. So obviously, we want to get back on the right track these last two games and trying to win these last two games. But, it was a cool feeling to accomplish that.
So many shots out of your mom said. She was on TV more than you, man. How much fun was it to put on that kind of show with so many friends and family from where you grew up there?
Oh, man, it was awesome, man. Like, just seeing all the people that was, you know, that supported me throughout my whole life, throughout high school, like, even my high school coach, it was a big moment for everybody. And, you know, seeing all the people that came out to that game and busloads and just enjoying the time, like, it was definitely a special moment for my family, but for myself, just to see all that and see all the support that, you know, came out to that game was really cool.
Seeing some of these high school highlights. All right, be real with us. Your best high school memory, because it looks unfair when you see high school highlights from you.
Yeah, he also looks exactly the same.
Yes, you do. You do look the same. But it looked unfair. Yeah. It was like you're out there playing with kids, and now in the NFL, you got grown men saying the same thing about the way you juked them out of their shoes. What was what's your best high school game that you had that you remember?
I'll probably say the game where I had, like, 400 yards my senior year. That was probably the game. Just like every time he touched the ball, the ball got in the end zone.
How many touchdowns did you score?
Scored five that game.
Five touchdowns, 400 yards.
Yeah, it was a good
Yeah,
it was a fun game, man.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
is our man Bijan Robinson with us here. As Carl mentioned, I mean, look, you're in the NFL and you're one of the biggest stars in the league, and everybody knows it. Teams just hasn't, you know, gotten to where we want to go. What do you think has to change next season?
Yeah, I mean, for us, man, like, it's obviously the constant growth, but, you know, just make sure everybody just buys into what we want to do. And just make it known, you know, making sure that we're always, you know, doing the best that we can for the team on and off the field. Like, you know, making sure that we're here on time, making sure that we're always getting our bodies right, getting treatment. Like, I feel like all the little things, like, are going to make us who we want to become. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, making sure that all the leaders on this team are, you know, making it known that, you know, we have a goal in mind and we want to do big things, but, you know, we got to take it one day at a time, take it one week at a time, and, you know, make sure everything that we do is for a purpose and do it at a high level. And then that's what it's going to have to take, man, to get to where we want to get to where we want to get to.
You are one of the most positive people I know, but you have been frustrated this year a little, right? I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, like, you want to accomplish a goal, like, and if your goal doesn't happen, for a team, because I'm such a team guy, like, it's you can get a little frustrated, man, because you care so much about everybody,
right?
And you care so much about this team, you care so much about the coaches. So, you know, yeah, we're playing good ball now, but yeah, we just fell short of, you know, making it to the playoffs, and what you wanted to accomplish, obviously. So, you know, for us, like, those are the conversations that need to be had just amongst each other as players in the off season, so we can, you know, get to this goal. Because, man, it's been 8 years, man. So everybody's ready for it.
Congratulations on the Pro Bowl. Look at the bright side. At least you don't get hit at the Pro Bowl anymore. Just kind of get to hang out and have fun.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. that's a huge blessing as well. Like, God is good for that, man. So, you know, it's just another team award that I give to the guys, because without them, it wouldn't happen. So, you know, shout out to the O-line and all those dudes, man. They're the ones that make it go.
Yeah.
You're getting them, not to get in your pocket or anything, but, I mean, you're getting them some nice stocking stuffers?
Say it again?
Are you going to get them something for Christmas?
You're going to get them something for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on that now. I'm going to give them a New Year's gift.
Okay.
I'm gonna find something for them. They deserve it.
Yeah. Right on.
Lindstrom's going too. Obviously, the Pro Bowl. What's your relationship like with Lindstrom, man?
Oh, man, that's my brother. That's my brother for life. He's obviously the coolest dude ever. Like, you know, when I came to the league, he took me under his wing and helped me out so much. So, you know, obviously, my job is to make him look amazing, make him look great every chance that I get. So, you know, that's my brother, man, for life. And I just appreciate him more than he knows, on the field and off the field.
Hey, Bijan, serious question about, you know, where the team is at. You know, we just had Coach on, and I know that, you know, it's mm-hmm. everyone seems to have a really good rapport with Coach. Has there been discussions, and if you can share, you know, amongst the team, like, man, we're letting Coach down, he's about to get got, things like that?
No discussions like that. Obviously, me and Coach have an amazing relationship. Like, you know, I think he's an amazing players coach. But yeah, man, like, we want to win for him. Like, he lets us, you know, just be a player led team. But he's such a great individual, great human being. And, you know, for us, like, we don't want to let him down. And, you know, I know we fell short of that this year. So, you know, I think the main thing is, like, doing everything that we can these next 2 weeks to just, you know, make him happy as a coach, and continue to just let him feel the positivity of winning those games. So, yeah, man, I mean, we don't really have those conversations. I haven't really had the conversation with anybody, but, yeah, just definitely want to play for him out there.
What's up with Kirk, man, and him stepping back in there and playing the way he is? He's playing at a high level, B, and it certainly is helping the offense right now. What's your take on Cousins getting back in there and helping you guys the way he has?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Kirk prepared for this moment, and obviously he's been in the league for a long time, so, you know, he's seen everything in this NFL and this business, and, you know, he was ready for his moment, and he's been playing, like you said, at a very high level. He's been playing very, very well for us, so, you know, it's good to have a guy with experience like that. And, you know, with Kirk, you know, I know that he's happy that he's out there contributing and doing everything that he can to help win these games. So I give him a lot of props, man. And, you know, he's one guy that just works hard and that just enjoys the process for everything.
All right, man. It's Monday Night Football. And I know we talked about the Sunday night game in Minnesota where NBC was all about you.
Yeah.
So extra little extra juice for you to put on a show on Monday.
Man, it's going to be fun, man. Like, you know, these primetime games are just another opportunity to put God's gift on display, and, you know, for the team to, you know, make noise. And that's why I think these primetime games are super fun, man. Like, to get to play in front of a crowd that may not have seen us play before. And this is for us to go out there and execute and to make the most of this opportunity that we can on Monday Night Football, especially after Christmas.
Right.
Bijan, you had that 41-yard catch and run last week against the Cardinals. I'll be honest with you, that one. I'm at the house and I'm watching, and they hit you in the flats like that. I'm like, oh, hell.
There we go.
Yeah. Do you feel like that? Like, oh, y'all going to let me out here alone like this? I mean, like, you know, whenever that happens, I feel like the other team's in trouble because you're in open space.
Exactly. I feel the same way, man. Like, if you want to count for it, then me and Kirk, we're gonna make you pay. So I mean, and I try to sneak out of certain gaps so they can't see me, or they don't have great leverage. And me and Kirk, we're just on the same page every single time.
Mm. Well, man, I tell you, I only got to see. I can't speak for Carl. I got to see Barry Sanders play once. As a kid, actually
that's,
younger than my 20s,
awesome.
In the Dolphins on a Monday night game against Detroit, and you're the closest thing I've seen to it, man. And I'm not trying to blow smoke, B, but it's just been a thrill to get. First off, we love talking to you because of your energy, because of your vibe, and the fans as well. But, you know, best of luck the rest of the way, man.
Man, I appreciate talking to you guys as well, man. And y'all have a great Christmas, and I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, B, what you watch a movie, man? What's your favorite Christmas movie? You do that? Do you have one?
Oh, Polar Express. Polar Express.
Okay.
That's my favorite movie.
All right. I love it. Man.
That's my top.
Yeah, I didn't say Die Hard.
No, I love it. Yeah. Hey, man, enjoy. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you, brother. Good luck on Monday night.
Yep. Thank you. Sounds good. We'll see you guys soon.
All right, my man.
You got it, man. And that's the thing. You know, he's never going to throw anybody under the bus, Carl, but if you could take that energy and that effort and that dedication, same thing we say about Drake, and put that in the rest of the 51 other guys, then we would be division winners.
You need, Mike, about 10 of those dudes.
Yep.
And when I'm talking about athletic ability, the guys, all these guys are talented. Just from that mental point of view, you need about 10 of those dudes because right. that permeates through the locker room.
Right.
And all these championship teams have that.
That's the culture.
They have that.
Right.
All right, man. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. Thanks to Bijan. Thanks to Coach for joining us. If you were just joining us, Merry Christmas. We'll get you caught up on the latest headlines around the NFL. We'll find out who's picking what, because we got to get our picks in today, too. Mm. We're off tomorrow, Christmas. We got three NFL games tomorrow, and then Friday we got games. So we're going to give you our picks today. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Time for the picks of the week. It is Dukes and Bell. A little disjointed because as the show was discussing just moments ago before we came back live, we are picking games because obviously tomorrow's Christmas. We got three NFL games on Christmas. We got college football bowl games heading into the weekend. Then we have a Sunday slate of games. And then we're back Monday, Tuesday, and then we're off. So we're going to have another set of picks on Tuesday getting you ready for all of that college football playoff games.
Yeah, it used to be the NBA had Christmas Day. The NFL said, hold my beer. And again, we've got games on Netflix, two on Netflix, and then Prime. The Commanders taking on the Cowboys, Detroit, Minnesota, hanging out by the chinny chin chin for any limited chance for an NFC playoff spot. And then Denver at the depleted Chiefs, which now is kind of like a meh game on Prime. And Al Michaels, you know, somebody put a mirror under his nose, make sure he's breathing. I love that guy, but Carl, it's been hard.
It's hard.
Of late. Hey, real quick, I just mentioned the NBA. I want to pay off the tease before we get to the picks. We talked about it yesterday, this morning. Weird ending to the game. Zachary Sachet gets nailed for a off-ball foul. Now they're saying on the NBA two-minute report where they give you the last few minutes of the game,
yep,
they say the refs blew it.
You blew it!
That White,
my goodness gracious.
White falls to the floor on his own and not as a result of any contact from Reece Sachet. Didn't they look at it last night? I mean, I don't know. We're not going back to
because
play.
Because it was 1 point some odd seconds 1.
left. 1.9 seconds left on the game.
Yeah.
It cost us the game. We should have gone to overtime. So, again, why even bother with this? Because you're not going to replay us unless you're going to have a makeup game for us and a call that we need later this season.
They owe us. I mean, that's terrible. Kobe White basically flopped.
Right.
And they missed it. That's what they're telling
you. And they
never call
that. Yeah. An off-ball foul. I mean, that's ridiculous. Anyway, that's what happened to us last night.
All right. And the Hawks lost the lead and obviously lost the game last night. All right. We got to get to the picks of the week.
All right.
Day-Day, give us the records, please. Give us the records.
All right. As it stands, Carl, you are still in first place at 26-25. I'm about two games behind you at 24-27.
That would be three games behind.
Three? No.
Yeah.
Two, right?
Two and a bit.
Yeah, two and a bit, because he's 20. Anyway.
Hey, I'm the one who flunked out of Florida State, dude.
Yeah, I'm 24 and 27.
Which he's is 26. Three games under 500.
No, I meant behind Carl.
Oh, two games sorry, behind I Carl. Misunderstood. You're
sorry.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
right.
Two games behind
you're never
Carl.
Catching
I'm
Carl,
I'm talking
man.
About the standings.
You're ice cold.
I'm talking about the standings.
Carl took it in the dumper last week, but you're still ice cold.
Well, I went 2-1. All right, and then Mike and Oren knotted up for that third, fourth spot, 22-29.
The loser of the competition. Who's going
right. to
be?
Right out real quick, we mentioned Christmas Day NBA. Cavs, Knicks at noon, Spurs, Thunder at 2:30. I just told the fellas that's the game. If you're not paying attention, and many of you aren't, it's fine. Thunder are rolling, but the team that has their number right now is the Spurs. And they've beaten them twice already. That's an interesting game if you're into it tomorrow. Mavs at Warriors at 5, Rockets at Lakers at 8 o'clock, and then T-Wolves and Nuggets play late. That's that huge NBA slate that they go, hey, we're here. All right, with that said, let's get to the picks. Orn, we pick against the spread, over-unders, we're picking college and NFL. What you got?
All righty, gentlemen. As always,
man, you sound confident.
Come on, bring some energy. Bring some heat.
You sound confident,
guys. You take my picks.
Womp,
if I ruin your Christmas break or your Christmas whatever, don't come hollering back at me about these, okay? Right. Just saying.
His
just
phone
saying.
Number is 404.
You know what, Day-Day. All right, let's start with good old Christmas Day. The Vikings are starting, what, Max Brosmer again? Because J.J. McCarthy broke a bone in his hand and Jordan Mason's out. And there's no T.J. Hockenson either. So the Lions need this win so desperately. Like, if they lose, that's absolutely it. So give me the Lions, -7.5. This line started off as a 3.5 line.
Yeah,
it's only 7.5 now. So give it to me at 7.5. I guess I'll take it.
Okay. I like that pick.
Another team in need, desperate need of a win to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Bucs against Miami. The Bucs are 5.5-point favorites versus the Fins. Give me the Bucs -5.5.
Man, you looking at my sheet.
No, I'm not.
I said, right here, look at this sheet.
My sheet's on my phone, Carl.
Look at this sheet right here. What's it say on the bottom? Tampa.
Well, Carl, I'm going to tell you right now, Carl, you went for a bad week, boss.
All right, go ahead. I like those two.
And last one, Niners are rolling right now. Mm. And if they win out, they get the number one seed and home field. So give me them -3 versus Chicago.
You don't think Purdy's going to went to bed, huh, against the Bears?
What, 5 touchdowns last week?
Yeah,
he's rolling right now.
That's
man.
The Sunday night game. All of a sudden, I'm very interested.
That's going to be a very good game.
I agree. Bears at 49ers, both 11-4. I'm interested in that game. All right, 49ers, you like Tampa, and you like Detroit, correct?
Those are my three.
All right, he's going all NFL. Mm-hmm. Mike Bell, what you got?
Hey, man. Strange article today that came out in Baltimore, basically holding Lamar Jackson's feet to the fire. I couldn't tell. I have to look it up if it's the columnist or it's the beat reporter. Probably a columnist.
Okay.
I couldn't see a beat reporter going this in
on
Lamar Jackson still being in that locker room. But basically there's a disconnect with Harbaugh. So I'm going to take Green Bay at home -3 over the Ravens, Lamar Jackson with that back contusion.
Yeah.
So I just feel that's sort of a strong play.
Well, all it takes is one other sack.
Right.
Weird, you know, fall, and all of a sudden he's banged up for the game.
And it was a columnist because that's just where that's one going.
Mike
that's,
Preston from the Baltimore Sun.
Okay.
Maybe try and get him on. I mean, it might be weird with the holidays to try and get him on, but it's getting national attention because it's basically saying they should trade Lamar Jackson before he starts becoming a $75 million man, which, you know, you and I were just, we'll talk more about this later in
absolutely,
the show.
Absolutely.
We was discussing it off the air. All right, man, another pro game for you. It is Jacksonville -6.5 against Indianapolis at Indy. And I'm going to go with Jacksonville because Trevor Lawrence is on a heater.
Wait a minute. You don't like Father Philip?
Old man Rivers, he keeps on rolling.
He played well. There are some teams in fantasy football this week that are legitimately going to have to depend on Philip Rivers for a championship. How about that?
Well, look, Mike's right. Or Owen's right. He played well. Didn't play well enough. But you, sir, with Jacksonville.
Right. Jacksonville's on a heater, man. They're playing good and they're covering. And then I'm going to go with one college game. And I looked at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
And by the way, good luck trying to handicap a college game that is not part of the college football playoff. I looked at Missouri, Illinois. Their quarterback transferred. Mm. I looked at UConn, Army. Their quarterback transferred. Jim Mora took another job at Colorado State. So I went and I looked at Georgia Tech and BYU. Never going to bet against Tech and my man Brent Key. But between BYU and Georgia Tech in their season, they've combined to go under 11 times. The over-under is set at 55.5. I'm going to go under on the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Day-Day, what do you have, sir? What are your picks?
Well, that was very dismissive of my logic.
No, that's interesting. No, it is great logic. We talked about how inconsistent picking these bowl games right now at this particular juncture is.
55.5 is so I'm going to go under. I'm going to go down on that.
All right. And the reason why, Mike, let me explain.
Let me explain myself.
Usually these bowl games, there are a lot of points scored because the regular guys are not playing.
Right.
And so you give up a lot. These teams give up more points than what they normally did it on the regular season. We're not talking about the college football playoff guys. That's different. We're talking about these bowl games that you're about to see over the next, you know, 6, 7, 8 days. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, Sataki said as a kid growing up in Polynesia, he dreamed of winning the Pop-Tart Bowl.
All right. Ironically, I looked at the Lions-Vikings game myself. I crossed it out. I know with the backup coming in for the Vikings, the Lions should handle their business. And to Orin's point, this is a game they got to have.
Got to have it.
But I crossed that one out, and I went to the Saints and Titans. The over-under on that one is 39.5. This is two teams with absolutely nothing to play for. But, however, Tyler Shook and both Cam Ward are both kind of starting to get into some groove. So I think that 39.5 will be surpassed.
Are you keeping it buck right now? You keeping it buck?
Yeah. Okay. Keeping it a buck. They're both ass.
That's right. That's right.
But I do believe they will combine for more than 39.5. So that's where I'm at on that one.
We're keeping it buck right now.
We ass. Yeah. That's what he said.
All right. Moving on. One more NFL. I'm going to go Bengals Cardinals.
You're crazy.
You are crazy.
I like really? You, but you're crazy.
All right, Bengals, a 7.5-point favorite. I believe they will get the job done. Look, okay. We just saw the Cards against the Falcons, and the Falcons, if we're honest with ourselves,
let's be
Falcons should have beat them by double digits.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Easily.
Well, Mike's been saying it all week. Like, it felt like we should have... Yeah. We should have beat the snot out of these guys.
Yeah.
Guy said to hit me up on the text line, Mike, I can't believe it. You were so nice to Raheem Morris. What did Hans Gruber say? It's Christmas. It's the time for miracles.
But if you look at that Bengals team, I think Joe Burrow, you know, look, he's trying to, you know, shake off whatever funk he's been in. Didn't have a bad game last week, obviously, the way they rolled. So over Miami, that 45-21 win. So I look for him to kind of build off of that. So 7.5 favorites, I think the Bengals roll. And I do have one college game. It's LSU and Houston. To your point, these games mean nothing if you try to go against the spread. So I'm going to go with the over at 41.5 because while there's probably all kinds of guys in the portals.
Who's playing for LSU?
Somebody's aunt, another one's uncle, and but
somebody's play cousin's getting a quarterback.
Right, but here's what I will say. LSU probably has a bunch of guys that want to convince Lane Kiffin to bring them back.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I think you might be looking at a potential shootout in this one. So give me the over of the 41.5 LSU Houston. And honestly, I think that's the only way you go with these non-playoff games. In the college world, just take the over-unders. Yeah, don't even mess with the spreads.
Is that like Deion bringing his own luggage?
Look, I mean, the Tech game, very well to Carl's point, you don't know who's going to be in, but I do think they'll play. But I mean, if you look at BYU, generally they're anytime there's big numbers, they're going under. That's why I felt that way about them. We've seen Tech give up a lot of points too, so I can see both sides. But if you've got to research, if you're a degenerate,
do your research.
Who has transferred? Is the coach still there?
Day-Day, those are your three. Mm-hmm. I will do mine quickly here as we
go. Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. You got three minutes.
Nobody puts baby in a corner, and you're leading the whole thing.
Well, okay. I mean,
I turned your music down, Carl. My bad. I forgot you were picking.
Wow.
You know what?
That wasn't me. I just forgot you were picking.
And that's why the music was turned down? All right. Look.
Total disrespect.
It really was.
I have my pick, so I can't be mad at
him. I'll take his gift if you want to take it back.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to re-gift. Let's start in Cleveland. By the way, didn't you tell me they're not bringing Deshaun Watson out of
No, he's not coming off the PUP list. Okay. There was a chance he was going to be active, and they're like, why?
I agree. Steelers are in Cleveland. Steelers are on the cusp of winning that division.
Everything to play for.
Everything. They are a 3-point favorite. The Browns, the only thing that people are hanging their hat on, and Mike brought this up, is that Myles Garrett is going to set potentially the sack record over the next 2 weeks. Single season. Steelers cover the 3 points. It is a low over-under. 34.5. That's because the Browns' offense has been... But I like Aaron Rodgers. I like where the Steelers are at, and they're playing for everything. These are the games where Mike Tomlin's team show up. Give me the Steelers to cover the 3 against the Browns. I said this when Orrin made the pick, and I kind of agree with him on this. When you talk about Tampa, the Miami situation is, Mike, by the way, do you think they're going to – do they move on from Mike McDaniel? Is he done?
No, I think the latest article that I read said that Ross still likes him and that they feel he'll be back. There may be some changes to the staff. Tua may be gone. That's why you're seeing Quinn Ewers out there. But for some reason, Ross loves Coach Bra. And I forget it was on NFL Network, was saying, one of their panelists, I forget who it was, it might be Steve Smith, that he thought the players have tuned out to this guy, that they don't buy into him, that he's not a leader of men, all this stuff. Because, yes, and I don't know if that's the 10,000-foot view because he just looks so soft and sounds so soft, but he feels that they need a change. But I don't think the owner is.
All right, here's my deal. Tampa's lost 3 in a row. They won't lose 4. They lost to the Saints, they lost to us, and last week they lost to the Panthers by 3 points. Baker put the game on himself. if they have any shot right now, and we're talking about in this division because, of course, Tampa and Carolina right there neck and neck. I'm going to take Tampa to cover the 5.5 against Miami. Quinn Ewers still trying to figure it out, get his feet under him. I like Tampa as well with Big O. Last but not least, I want to Riverside you on this. You're talking about Ravens, and this is what's going to be interesting. Usually when Lamar has adversity, he plays well. And I know, I'm with you, I was very skeptical about this injury because you said it, the bone bruise or whatever, and those things scare me because Lamar is still going to put himself in harm's way. He will run it, he will tuck it, and if he does and somebody gets a good shot on him, you never know how that plays out. But Baltimore to cover 3, I like their chances against Green Bay. And, oh, by the way, they also know the Steelers are on the verge of winning this division. They need a win desperately.
John Harbaugh told reporters it is undetermined whether Jackson will be able to play Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But I'm going to go ahead and roll with it and tell you that Baltimore covers that 3 against Green Bay.
You know, Snoop Huntley?
I am.
Snoop Huntley, Joe.
Well, remember, he stepped in a couple of years ago and played well for him.
Yep.
So those are my 3 picks, man. We pick against the spread, over-unders, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. And a reminder, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. We got plenty more college football to dive into. And if you're just joining us today on this Christmas Eve, we're asking Atlanta sports fans, what do you want for Christmas? We're taking your calls throughout the show, meaning for your teams. Okay? Want a new head coach? You want the Hawks to play some defense? We hadn't even mentioned the Braves. I know some of our texters have, Mike. You want some more starting pitching?
I always want more starting pitching for this team.
All right, that's where we're at today. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.